Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a bright and sunny afternoon across Israel with warm temperatures inviting many to enjoy the outdoors in cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem sees clear skies, making it a pleasant day to explore the city. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier this hour that the Israeli Air Force struck a terror cell in Khan Yunis, continuing operations despite a July agreement to scale back. Also, Walla reports from earlier today that a motorcyclist was eliminated in an airstrike near Khan Yunis, following engagements by the paratroopers' brigade in southern Gaza yesterday. Also this hour, JTA notes that war and uncertainty are driving many Israelis to seek quieter lives abroad, raising concerns over economic and security impacts. Separately, JNS has news from earlier today that the IDF targeted a Hamas commander in northern Gaza, while a peace envoy denies any financial deals with the group. And finally, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the IDF evacuated Palestinian homes in Kusra, West Bank, amid tensions over settler structures. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24 News English noted just minutes ago that the IDF targeted a Hamas commander in the Khan Yunis area, thwarting planned attacks against Israeli troops. Iris, a local observer, posted that the IDF continues its strikes in the Gaza Strip for the third consecutive day. In a post from Al Arabiya English, they reported that an Israeli airstrike killed a Palestinian man in Gaza, marking the first fatality in over a week as military actions are reduced due to U.S. pressures. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report. The Israeli Air Force targeted a terror cell in Khan Yunis earlier today, maintaining defense operations while adhering to a deal with the U.S. to limit activities since July. This shows the ongoing complexity of balancing security actions with diplomatic agreements. Turning to the report from Walla, sources from Gaza detail an airstrike eliminating a motorcyclist near Khan Yunis. This follows a day where the paratroopers' brigade engaged with terrorist elements in southern Gaza. Such incidents underline the volatile situation in the region despite broader efforts to de-escalate. Meanwhile, JTA highlights the increasing number of Israelis leaving the country due to ongoing conflict and uncertainty. Experts warn that this trend could have serious ramifications for Israel's economy and security. It's a stark reminder of the personal impacts of sustained regional instability. The JNS update informs us that the IDF successfully struck a Hamas commander in northern Gaza, countering alleged financial negotiations with the terror group, according to peace envoy Nikolay Mladenov. This strike comes as tensions remain high, impacting prospects for long-term peace efforts. Lastly, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF evacuated Palestinian homes in Kusra, West Bank, as illegal settler structures were demolished. Residents have been informed of a possible three-day operation, with international figures expressing concern over the situation. This action highlights the ongoing disputes over land and settlement policies in the region. On the economic front. First, Ma'ariv Business highlights the recent earthquake in Colombia as a wake-up call for Israel. The disaster illustrates the potential economic cost of a similar event in Israel, where seismic risks are well known. This raises questions about preparedness and financial responsibility in the event of a natural disaster. Separately, Tech reports on a new fund aiming to transform Israel's Western Negev into a high-tech hub. Ophir Southup Ventures is targeting up to $30 million to invest in startups in the area, betting on its potential for technological growth and economic development. And finally, Israel Hayom Business covers concerns over urban renewal projects. Local authorities are limiting compensation for residents in evacuation reconstruction initiatives, with developers sometimes seeking to reduce their financial commitments. This could affect public perception and participation in urban development schemes. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.